Now we're ready to start. Hello everyone, it's the program Tip of the Day, and today with us is a famous children's psychologist, Christine Travers, who is going to share with us her ideas how to stop toddlers misbehave. Hello Christine.
Hello John, nice to meet you. Toddlers may seem like they misbehave, but they are simply learning and exploring their surroundings and do not fully understand the impact of what they do. Instead of getting frustrated by bad behavior, an excellent tactic is to distract the toddler from the unsafe situation. Remain calm and consistent, and you will have fewer power struggles and more positive interactions with your young child.
Christine, what is the key point to gain success raising children?
Remember that a young toddler has little to no ability to control urges, impulses, and behavior. While he or she may demonstrate some, it will be inconsistent at best. It is natural not to expect your very young children to have self-control. It may lead to parents' frustration.
What should young parents pay attention to?
Recognize that very young children can really have only one thing in mind at a time. Children have short attention spans. Although a child can be very persistent in achieving an objective, once sidetracked, a toddler is unlikely to remember what was so important anyway. Moreover, use distraction for young children. It will not work forever. As a child grows older, he or she will be less able to be distracted.
I see. What is the common mistake parents usually do?
A toddler generally understands more language than he or she can verbalize. But toddlers vary a lot in verbal comprehension. Too much reliance on language by adults will often lead to frustration on everyone's part. The younger the child, the simpler the language. A very young child will understand, "No, ouchie," better than, "Sharp knife, that's dangerous." Use simple language first, then follow up with a short explanation for older toddlers. "No, ouchie, knives are sharp and dangerous." This builds vocabulary and the idea that there is a reason behind the no. You're not just saying no without a reason.
How to cope with misbehavior?
Preventing the unwanted behavior before it starts avoids the problem in the first place. Distract your toddler when you notice them heading for something that is out of bounds. For example, if your toddler is walking over towards the wires behind you, get your toddler to play with you in another room. Your toddler probably won't stop handling the item or stop the unwanted behavior on their own. You'll need to step in and remove your toddler from the situation or take the item away. At this point, your toddler will probably be very upset, but better upset than in danger.
What if it doesn't work?
Don't be upset. Older toddlers can be easily redirected by asking them to do something for you. Have a simple task he or she can do easily. It can be a make-work task and not something that actually needs to be done. Good tasks are get daddy's cell phone, find my purse, let's feed the cat. You can have them bring you a book, stack blocks, or put clothes into a hamper. Try acting out the behavior so your child knows what you're asking them to do. For example, you can say, "Let's put all your toys back into the toy chest. Here, let me help you."
Sounds reasonable. Could you share with us some advice how parents should behave?
If your toddler is reaching for something that's off-limits, it's easy to overreact by yelling to get their attention. But yelling or otherwise overreacting and scaring your child will tend to have your child focus on your big reaction rather than on what you're trying to say. Instead, react with calmness. For example, you could firmly but gently say, "No, don't pull the cat's tail. That hurts Fluffy." And separate the child from Fluffy. And demonstrate how to pet gently. In a real emergency, it is okay to react accordingly. Remember that parents that tend to parent by yelling will tend to teach children to yell and act up to get information across rather than asking politely and appropriately.
As far as I see it, instead of expecting an instant change in behavior, plan on guiding child's behavior as it develops. Young children are still learning cause and effect, so parents will need to consistently respond to unwanted behaviors.
You're absolutely right. What is more, young children are constantly learning about their surroundings. Never punish your toddler for exploring their environment. Since your toddler won't understand why you're yelling or shaming them, this behavior will only make them frightened of you. Instead, gently but firmly remove them and immediately distract them. If you're concerned about your child getting into something dangerous, Ensure that all harmful materials and items are stored out of your child's reach. Praise your toddler for good behavior so they learn to model it again. Be specific in your praise, since kids will actually ignore vague praise. Be in the habit of catching good behavior instead of waiting to discipline them for unwanted behavior.
Thanks a lot for the informative and interesting interview. We're looking forward to seeing you with us next time.
Thank you for your attention. Have a good day.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Hello everyone, it's the program Tip of the Day, and today with us is a famous children's psychologist, Christine Travers, who is going to share with us her ideas how to stop toddlers misbehave. Hello Christine.
Hello John, nice to meet you. Toddlers may seem like they misbehave, but they are simply learning and exploring their surroundings and do not fully understand the impact of what they do. Instead of getting frustrated by bad behavior, an excellent tactic is to distract the toddler from the unsafe situation. Remain calm and consistent, and you will have fewer power struggles and more positive interactions with your young child.
Christine, what is the key point to gain success raising children?
Remember that a young toddler has little to no ability to control urges, impulses, and behavior. While he or she may demonstrate some, it will be inconsistent at best. It is natural not to expect your very young children to have self-control. It may lead to parents' frustration.
What should young parents pay attention to?
Recognize that very young children can really have only one thing in mind at a time. Children have short attention spans. Although a child can be very persistent in achieving an objective, once sidetracked, a toddler is unlikely to remember what was so important anyway. Moreover, use distraction for young children. It will not work forever. As a child grows older, he or she will be less able to be distracted.
I see. What is the common mistake parents usually do?
A toddler generally understands more language than he or she can verbalize. But toddlers vary a lot in verbal comprehension. Too much reliance on language by adults will often lead to frustration on everyone's part. The younger the child, the simpler the language. A very young child will understand, "No, ouchie," better than, "Sharp knife, that's dangerous." Use simple language first, then follow up with a short explanation for older toddlers. "No, ouchie, knives are sharp and dangerous." This builds vocabulary and the idea that there is a reason behind the no. You're not just saying no without a reason.
How to cope with misbehavior?
Preventing the unwanted behavior before it starts avoids the problem in the first place. Distract your toddler when you notice them heading for something that is out of bounds. For example, if your toddler is walking over towards the wires behind you, get your toddler to play with you in another room. Your toddler probably won't stop handling the item or stop the unwanted behavior on their own. You'll need to step in and remove your toddler from the situation or take the item away. At this point, your toddler will probably be very upset, but better upset than in danger.
What if it doesn't work?
Don't be upset. Older toddlers can be easily redirected by asking them to do something for you. Have a simple task he or she can do easily. It can be a make work task and not something that actually needs to be done. Good tasks are get daddy's cell phone, find my purse, let's feed the cat. You can have them bring you a book, stack blocks, or put clothes into a hamper. Try acting out the behavior so your child knows what you're asking them to do. For example, you can say, "Let's put all your toys back into the toy chest. Here, let me help you."
Sounds reasonable. Could you share with us some advice how parents should behave?
If your toddler is reaching for something that's off-limits, it's easy to overreact by yelling to get their attention. But yelling or otherwise overreacting and scaring your child will tend to have your child focus on your big reaction rather than on what you're trying to say. Instead, react with calmness. For example, you could firmly but gently say, "No, don't pull the cat's tail, that hurts Fluffy," and separate the child from Fluffy. And demonstrate how to pet gently. In a real emergency, it is okay to react accordingly. Remember that parents that tend to parent by yelling will tend to teach children to yell and act up to get information across, rather than asking politely and appropriately.
As far as I see it, instead of expecting an instant change in behavior, plan on guiding child's behavior as it develops. Young children are still learning cause and effect, so parents will need to consistently respond to unwanted behaviors.
You're absolutely right. What is more, young children are constantly learning about their surroundings. Never punish your toddler for exploring their environment. Since your toddler won't understand why you're yelling or shaming them, this behavior will only make them frightened of you. Instead, gently but firmly remove them and immediately distract them. If you're concerned about your child getting into something dangerous, ensure that all harmful materials and items are stored out of your child's reach. Praise your toddler for good behavior, so they learn to model it again. Be specific in your praise, since kids will actually ignore vague praise. Be in the habit of catching good behavior instead of waiting to discipline them for unwanted behavior.
Thanks a lot for the informative and interesting interview. We're looking forward to seeing you with us next time.
Thank you for your attention. Have a good day.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.